If one spends some time in the firm world, one will observe an interesting phenomenon. You'll see bachrim, you'll see guys who learned in yeshiva for several years. Maybe after high school they were in a very serious yeshiva somewhere for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years. And during that time, they were very profoundly connected. They were learning all day, they were learning all night, they were learning until 2 o'clock in the morning. They were busy with the lomdos of Reb Chaim Brisker, maybe the lomdos of Shimon Shkop, learning bi'iun and really growing in Torah. And then after they leave those yeshivas and they move on to whatever they're doing, maybe it is, maybe they're moving on to college, or perhaps they're moving on to work, whatever the case may be. But one often observes that that two things happen. First, these people very often have something of a weakening in their religious fervor. And second, not only do they have a weakening in their religious fervor, it might even be the case that guy who is sitting over the Reb Chaim Brisker, the Reb Shimon Shkop, or a Tosfos, or whatever it was, until 2 in the morning, after they leave their yeshiva, even while they're in their yeshiva, they begin to move along a path of ideation and a path of being that leads them to completely abandon Jewish religion, to completely abandon Yiddishkeit. What accounts for that? So the great Mashpia of Gad Vinkert wanted to explain as follows. Chazal tell us, and we see in the Torah, but Chazal tell us that we have Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and each of those great tzaddikim were responsible for three different miracles that happened in the desert. Moshe was responsible for the man, he was responsible for the bread that the Jews ate in the desert. Miriam was responsible for the be'er, for the water that the Jews drank in the desert. And finally, Aaron was responsible for the clouds. And their God explained that these three elements are critical for any person's inner religious development. And if these three elements, the bread, the water, and the clouds, are not fully present, then everything can quickly fall apart. Torah study, explained Rav Gad, is symbolized by bread. It's dry, and it's the primary element which builds our body, solid food. And Rav Gad that compared bread to the bricks in a building. There are some walls, said Rav Gad, which you can build dry, as in you don't have to put any cement, and if you arrange the appropriate type of brick or stone in the right way, then the wall is unlikely to fall over, even though it doesn't have any cement. But most walls, said Rav Gad, need cement. They need something moist to be placed on them in order to make sure they harden, in order to make sure they don't fall. So very often, there are people who are learning in yeshivas, and they're learning a lot of Torah, and they're creating a tremendous structure out of bricks. But there's no moisture, there's no lachluchis, as the chassidim call it. There's no passion, there's no joy, which is surrounding the limud. It's something that we do as part of our culture. It's something that we do to gain status, but it's not something that one takes delight in. And the moisture, as is explained in the first parak of Tanya, symbolizes delight, symbolizes camaraderie. It's the stew in which the meat cooks. And then finally, there's the cloud. And what's the cloud? The cloud is the external environment in which the building exists. And only if the external environment is amenable, or at least the external environment is amenable at an important point in the building's development, will it be the case that the building will stand. And Rav Gad explained that in many yeshivas and in many communities, the external environment, what's called in the chassidus makifim, are not strong. They're not ones which lead one to a general sense of inspiration and Avodas Hashem. The energy is off. And that explains why in Maskilic Europe, many chose to go to Hasidic yeshivas, where there was known to be a very strong positive vibe. There was very strong good spiritual energy, even if the learning might have been a little bit weaker than some other yeshivas. Because people understood that if the makifim, if the general environment, the general context in which things take place, lacks warmth, lacks inspiration, lacks joy, lacks Yir Shamayim, then however beautiful a building you build, it'll quickly fall over. That explains what the Rebbe once taught a young Rosh Hashiva who he met on the streets of Crown Heights. The Rebbe said, Uvelvad Shetia Yirasi Kedemes L'chachmasai. All the learning that you're doing is wonderful and nice, but make sure it's taking place in the right context.